You're listening to Inside Out. Inside Out with Tim Gilligan is a podcast providing weekly biblical insight to encourage you on your walk with God. What you do day by day takes you to your future. And most of the time, the greatest fruit in your life is cultivated through the small spiritual disciplines you exercise on a consistent basis. This podcast is meant to help you live a life that is happy, stable, fruitful, and blessed. And now, let's get ready for Pastor Tim. Enjoy today's episode.
Well, hey there. Welcome to Inside Out. Thank you for joining me for this episode. I hope you're having a good day, and I trust your week is going well or off to a good start, whatever day that you are listening to this. I truly thank you for joining me to listen in. I hope that this brings encouragement to you. I hope also that it brings instruction. The Word of God, part of the purpose of the Word of God is to, you know, is to give us instruction in life and, you know how to handle things and people and situations and ourselves. So I pray that truly you are encouraged and you are instructed. We are, and perhaps wrapping up today, talking about this good news and how it is worth sharing, but it is also worth sharing right. And I have 3 points that I really want to get to today, so I'm just going to kind of rush in and ride along with me here, and I hope that, again, this will encourage you and also instruct you. The overwhelming thought for me regarding the good news of Jesus, God's love for us, sending Jesus to die in our place, to take away our sins, the penalty, the shame, the guilt, all of that, the death that goes with that, and to give us new life as we accept Jesus as Savior, accept and receive what he has done for us, and receive him into our hearts and our lives, regenerated by the Holy Spirit then. Now we have a relationship with our Heavenly Father. I hope you're hearing this. This is incredible news. A relationship forever with our Heavenly Father because Jesus has taken everything out of the way. We have a home in heaven waiting for us, and we have help on this earth by the Holy Spirit and the promises of God and all the other wonderful, powerful ways that God expresses his goodness and help to us. That's good news. Well, here's my overwhelming thought. I am so glad someone shared the good news with me. And I ask you, aren't you glad that someone shared the good news with you? It changes your life. It changes your past, your present, your future, and your eternity. And like I said, headed to heaven and helped on earth, that is really good news. It's worth sharing, but it is worth sharing right. And I think sometimes the disconnect when we share the good news is in how it is presented. You know, if we present it too timid or robotic, or we're angry or judgmental, or if you're boring, Pastor Rick Warren says it is a sin to bore people with the Bible. I agree. But if your presentation of how you share the good news is boring, or it's condemning, or it's odd, or you're unprepared, I mean, that all matters. And so that disconnect sometimes could be in the presentation. Listen to this. People will think more highly or less highly of Jesus and his church based on us and how we carry ourselves and represent him. I'll say it again. People will think more highly or less highly of Jesus and his church based on us and how we carry ourselves and represent him. Man, this really, really matters, how we present ourselves. Well, I think we need some self-awareness. EQ is greater than IQ, honestly. Your interpersonal skills, you're going to have greater influence, greater success, not just with the IQ, but EQ, and that's something that we can grow in. So self-awareness, including how we work. Do we wave? Do we smile? How do we live? How do we give? Love, labor, lounge, leisure, all of those things, we have to have some self-awareness as we come and go and interact with others. Well, Jesus assigned a description to all this that I think will help us to be effective. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 through 16, he says, "You are the salt of the earth." That's one of the points I want to make today. But if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet. You are the light of the world. That's the second thing I wanted to make sure we get to today. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. So first of all, you are the salt of the earth. You are the salt of the earth. Salt purifies, it preserves, it adds flavor. It's everywhere. It's in just about everything. It's in soup and soap and leather and pottery and rubber and deodorant and you name it. 70% of the earth's surface is the ocean loaded with it. And the Romans used to pay their soldiers in salt. And so salt has always been a thing. And, you know, we taste food, and often what we're tasting for is to see if it needs more salt. And you can tell if it's there or if it's not, you know, if it's bland or boring or if it's rich and savory, or that's just right. Well, the caution is sometimes that the salt gets stuck in the shaker. And many, many times you've been in a restaurant and you reach for the salt and pepper and you shake out the salt because of humidity or something in the air, you know, the salt gets stuck. And so we don't want to be stuck in the shaker. You, me, who are the salt of the earth, we want the benefits and the help and the flavor that comes from salt that makes a difference. We want that to come out. Now, in Colossians chapter 4, verse 5 and 6, in the Amplified Bible, the Apostle Paul writes, "Conduct yourselves with wisdom in your interactions with outsiders, non-believers. Make the most of each opportunity, treating it as something precious. Let your speech at all times be gracious and pleasant, seasoned with salt, so that you will know how to answer each one who questions you." Being salt has to do with your presence and with your interactions, his presence and your presence. And so we've got to make sure and pay attention to the wisdom in our interactions, our speech. You know, those opportunities and interactions with others that the scripture just said, treat it as something precious and let your speech at all times be gracious and pleasant, seasoned with salt. Speak in such a way that it slows down the decay like salt would and preserves hope and peace. Being salt shows up in our speech and how we answer, respond full of wisdom and grace, which it can only come from his presence and his word. Now, let me move on here, and you're the salt of the earth, and you are the light of the world. And so the world here has to do with the arrangement, the system, the cosmos, and you're the light. What does light do? Light helps others to see. Light is noticeable. Light is also symbolic for knowledge and hope and good works and direction, and Jesus is the light of the world. And the world is dark apart from Jesus. You and I both know that. We can't see, we can't understand, we can't discern. We lose hope, we lose our way without the light, and Jesus is that light. Now, John chapter 8, verse 12, again, Jesus spoke to them saying, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." So as you follow Jesus, you will have his light. And that is that knowledge, and that is his presence, that is that life. It's spiritual, it's discernible, it's supernatural. You know, if you drive past a business or a home, you're checking at times in the evening to see if the lights are on. Is somebody home? Hey, the lights are on there. Something must be going on in there. You know, if the lights are off in us, you know, if nothing's going on in there, there needs to be light, his presence, his knowledge in us. Philippians chapter 2, verse 15 says, "In the midst of a crooked and twisted generation among whom you shine as lights in the world." That's crooked and twisted is the distortion, the twisting, it just enhances the deception and confusion of our world. Watch 15 minutes of the news, especially right now, and you're going to see how crooked and twisted the distortion and, oh my goodness, it's wearisome. You and I are the light of the world. We are to shine. And what it is, it's Jesus in our lives. Don't try to hide it. Don't try to hide him. Let Jesus in your life show up. Let him shine. And then his word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. His word in us, his presence in us, let that shine. You are the salt. You're the light. So be salt and light. And I just want to end with this, and I'll go a couple more minutes here. We need to be salt, be light, and be honey. And by that, I mean be sweet and be kind. I used to say be salt, be light, be sugar. But sugar, although it's better than most of the artificial sweeteners, is still bad for you. Check it out. I did research with Cleveland Clinic, Johns Hopkins, and so forth. Sugar, agave, stevia, Splenda, erythritol, on and on. Chemicals are involved. It's processed, and it's just not good for you. So, hey, let's go to what God made. Be salt, be light, be honey. That means be sweet, be kind. Proverbs 19:22 said, what is desired in a man is kindness. Unkind people, at least for me, unkind people make people mad. When people are unkind, it impacts you. It messes with the atmosphere, your mood, everything. Unkind people make people mad. And there's a disconnect, you know, and throughout my life, it was teachers, it was coaches, it was clerks, it was in traffic. It's even flight attendants. You know, if you're unkind, other people unkind, it makes people mad and there'll be a huge disconnect. And we're trying to connect. We have this good news that is worth sharing and we need to connect. So be salt, be light, be honey. You and I basically have one job, and it's this. Show those around us that God is loving and kind by being loving and kind. I want to say it again. Show those around you that God is loving and kind by being loving and kind. Now, some people push back, and it's like, well, I thought we were supposed to comment on everything and judge everything and post about everything or ignore them or snub them and correct them or fix them or share all my knowledge or point out their error. And no. Romans 2:4 says, it's the goodness of God that leads you to repentance. And stop being grumpy and jumpy and grudgy and judgy and all of that. And just realize, man, we've got to be loving and kind so people will see that God is loving and kind. And once people can see how good and loving and kind and merciful and powerful God is, I think they're going to want him in their life. So when we are salt, light, and honey, they will be able to taste and see that the Lord is good. And he is good. I'm so thankful for his goodness in my life. I pray that you'll pause and think about that. And let me just pray real quick. Lord, help us. You've been so loving and kind and good to us. And because of that, we receive the good news that changes our now and it changes our forever. We are headed to heaven and we are helped on earth. And this good news, help us to do our part in sharing. And maybe a huge part of us sharing this good news is that we're just loving and kind. And that's going to set up a whole lot of things. You're going to use that because that's tied right in with the fruit of the Spirit. And people are going to see that fruit. The Bible says you'll know them by their fruit. And so, Lord, help us be loving and kind so that people will see that you are loving and kind. We love you. Help us. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Well, I pray you have a great rest of the week. Join me next time. And God bless you. And thank you again for joining me for Inside Out.
Thanks for joining us today on this episode of Inside Out. If this content has been helpful to you, it would mean a lot if you'd leave a review or share this with others on social media. For more teachings and resources, you can visit Meadowbrook Church online at mbcocala.com. And if you have any questions for the podcast, you can send an email to podcast@mbcocala.org. That's all for today. We'll see you next time right here on Inside Out with Tim Gilligan.